Isaiah chapter 18. Woe to the land of buzzing wings beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that sends ambassadors by the sea, even in papyrus vessels on the waters. Go, you swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth, to a people feared far and wide, a nation strong and conquering, whose land is divided by rivers. All you inhabitants of the world, and you dwellers of the earth, when a signal flag is lifted on the mountains, look. When the trumpet is blown, listen. For this is what the Lord said to me. I will quietly watch from my dwelling place, like heat shimmers in the sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, when the blossom is over, and the flower becomes a ripening grape, he will prune off the shoots with pruning shears, and cut off and remove the spreading branches. They will be left together for the mountain vultures, and for the beasts of the earth. The birds of prey will spend summer feeding on them, and all the beasts of the earth will spend winter eating them. In that time, a present will be brought to the Lord of hosts, from a people tall and smooth, to people feared far and wide, a nation strong and conquering, whose land is divided by rivers, to the place of the Lord of hosts, to Mount Zion. Isaiah chapter 18.